Once upon a time, as the Zen story goes, there was a man walking across an open field when suddenly a tiger appeared and began to chase him. The man began to run, but the tiger was closing in. As he approached a cliff at the edge of the field, the man grabbed a vine and jumped over the cliff, holding on tight as he could. He looked up and saw the hungry tiger prowling out of range, 10 feet above him. Then he looked down. In the gully below, there were two tigers who were also hungry and prowling. He just had to wait it out. When he looked up again, he saw that two mice, one black, one white, had come out of the bushes and had begun to gnaw on the vine. The vine was his lifeline. As the mice chewed, the vine got thinner and thinner and thinner. He knew it could break at any time. Just then, the man saw a single strawberry growing just at an arm's length away. So beautiful. Holding onto the vine with one hand, the man reached out, picked the strawberry, and put it into his mouth. It was so delicious. Every now and then, I think about this man plucking the strawberry and tasting its beauty, even as hungry lions prowl above and below. And then I wonder about the lions of today. I don't live in a place where lions roam freely, but I do know the lions of climate change, terrorism, war, and endless injustices. You probably have heard of them too. It's easy to be overwhelmed and want to go running off over the cliff, just like the man did. So I know the activist suffered burnout. And just reading the headlines, well, it can send the rest of us over the edge too. Of course, we also believe there'll be a life-saving vine that somehow our superhuman abilities will magically grab tight and let us ignore the world, at least for a moment. But it's fantasy to think that we could truly escape our plight. There are always hungry lions and issues of the day waiting for us. Of course, we have to pay attention. To do otherwise would be foolish. But what about the strawberry? What about beauty? So I have to ask, is beauty merely escapism? Can beauty exist in a world with so much tension and hatred? Does it have to be an either-or choice? Now, for me, from my experience, I believe that beauty can save us. It allows us to find peace in the chaos. So one morning I was getting ready for work and I was frantic because I was running late for a meeting. I was racing around the house trying to get ready, pulling things here and there, getting ready. And I began to hear the sound of rain on leaves outside a cracked open bedroom window. It surprised me. Not because it was raining, because, you know, it was Seattle after all, but because I actually heard it. I had a schedule to meet and didn't have time to waste. Rain was like background. It was always there. But something was special about that moment. I stopped. I stood still, listened. Something in the sound of the drip, 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 drip on the leaves had caught me off guard. In the rush of the morning, this lush sound of rain falling through the canopy of green, tapping on leaves here and there on its way to the ground, it awakened something deep inside that pulled me toward another dimension, a connectedness that yearned to be noticed and embodied. I moved closer to the window. I closed my eyes and I listened. I listened deep into the patter. Gradually, I felt a lightness rise in me that seemed to escape the boundaries of my physical body and connect with the rain, the leaves, and all the in-between. All of nature was in that moment. Such beauty, such peace that I have rarely known. It was as if I had tasted the strawberry that had been ripening all morning, just waiting for the man clinging to the vine to notice. So I wonder, how often do we race around meeting expectations and fail to notice what has been waiting to feed our soul? What beauty lurks just beyond our unawareness? Are we missing moments that lift our deepest self toward a connectedness that confounds the lions of today? In his book, Beauty, John O'Donohue tells a story about a friend of his who owns an art gallery. There was an exhibition in the gallery, and a poet of no small renown had come to view it. Just when he was finished, a farmer arrived. This farmer came to about once a year. He lived on the shores of Lake Corrib, Loch Corrib. The gallery owner took great interest in this person, this farmer, and he had great respect for him. And so he introduced him to the poet. The poet then revisited the exhibition with the farmer, pointing out all the intricacies and the hidden symbols in the exhibition. The farmer listened carefully, but said nothing. When they were finished, the farmer said to the poet, "Thank you very much. That was really interesting. You showed me in those paintings things that I would never have noticed for myself. You have a wonderful eye. It is a great gift, and I envy your gift. I don't have that gift myself, but I do have Tinatlach." The poet thanked him, but was mystified as to what Tinatlach was. The farmer said, "I live beside the lake, and you always hear the ripple of the waters and the sound of wind on the waters. Everyone hears that. However, on certain summer days, when the lake is absolutely still and everything is silent, I can hear how the elements and the surface of the lake make a magic music together." So the story rested until one day a neighbor of the farmer was in the gallery. The owner told the story and asked what on earth this farmer was talking about. The neighbor paused for a while and smiled. They have that word all right up there where he lives. I've never seen the word written down, and it's hard to say what it means. I suppose it means awareness, but in truth, it's about 7 layers deeper than awareness. I love that story because I'm aware that nature often provides the beauty that our soul seeks. Tinatlach, rain on leaves, strawberries. For some, this deep sense of beauty that connects beyond our wildest imagination and efforts is found swaying back and forth with a newborn in your arms. It can be found in exploring the mysteries of the universe or the deep questions of philosophy as we contemplate existence and meaning. For others, it can be found in creative endeavors that arise out of inspiration beyond our beckoning. Beauty lies in the listening that goes below the sound. It is 7 layers deep. No one can say what beauty is for another person. Hollywood and Madison Avenue spend fortunes trying to define it for us, and they keep it on the surface. But in the end, true beauty sets aside the ordinary and takes us to the place of profound awareness and peace. I was in the checkout line at the grocery store the other day, and a young mother was with her daughter as they were waiting. And the little girl was looking up at all the magazines and the tabloids and all the pictures, and she couldn't read, so she couldn't read the titles. That was good. But the girl said, "What's this? What's that? What are they doing?" The mom was very patient. She interpreted all the pictures on the magazine and tabloid covers. I only remember that the model in a slinky gold gown became a mermaid. But when the girl asked what beauty was, the mom stuttered. With all the glossy images, how could she tell her daughter that real beauty was something that was different? The beauty we're talking about this morning doesn't have sponsors, and it doesn't push products. It doesn't come from makeup counters or spas, and it's not on tabloid covers. Real beauty doesn't demand our attention. We have to notice. When we do, it has the capacity to save us from ourselves. When the lions, the tigers and bears, oh my, are chasing us over the cliff, it is the lone strawberry just at the end of an arm's length that can deliver us from the hungry mortality into a sense of oneness with all creation, if only for a moment. Our superhuman powers can help us grab onto vines and lifelines, but it is beauty that delivers deep peace. Last fall, I was searching for a vine. Everything was fine, but I was exhausted from the world of politics and social issues and injustices everywhere. Has anybody ever been like that? It just keeps coming. Peace was nowhere to be found. In that moment, I was searching for an escape. That's when I walked out. I lived near a lake. That's when I walked out on a pier. My version of grabbing a vine and jumping off a cliff. The lions could wait until tomorrow. I needed to taste a strawberry, even if proverbial. Here's my reflection from that evening. In the dark of late autumn, I made my way to the end of the pier, entering into the fog that had settled in close. A wispy gray sweater pulled snug against the chill. The wooden slats creaked under my feet, each board offering a plaintive solo into the night. I eased myself onto the bench perched at the edge, barely in reach of the lone light suspended high on a pole. Gone were the city lights across the water. The stars, too, missing from the sky, along with the bright lights of descending planes. Even boats taxiing late-night diners home were absent in the midst. The expected universe shut off at the foggy spigot, inaccessible, non-existent. That world was not the subject tonight. 10 feet out, a fish flapped just beyond sight, the only sound above my own heartbeat. You see, I was the keynote in this puddle of quiet. How long had it been since I had been present to my existence, outside the clamor of the world? An eerie sense that I had been AWOL to my soul, too busy to enter the unknown of the deep, not aware of the fish, pardon its leap into the air. Lured into silence, I accepted the invitation. At long last, my mind tired as its thoughts drifted out of reach and the soft gray draped itself around my body. I settled into the stillness, no longer surprised by the occasional ripple in the water. I breathed in a deep sense of knowing, of belonging, of truth. Yes, when the sun returns, I will dive in again into the new day, too often blind, racing above the deep. At night, I will remember. I will remember what lies beyond, below the world of day, fogging the essence of peace. My friends, my wish for you is that you find a deep peace that keeps the lions at bay, the peace that surpasses all understanding, all the chaos of today will wait for another day. It will be there. For now, take time to notice what is around you. Beauty doesn't come with flashing lights or bling. You have to notice it. And when you see it, experience that moment fully. Give yourself permission to experience the beauty, for beauty can feed your soul. Blessed be, and amen.